I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Sometimes it's the little details that really make stories hit home for me. Today was a one line in a story about a Syrian town called Diraya. Rebels have surrendered the town to government forces after a 4-year siege. The rebel soldiers have been promised safe passage out of town. Civilians in Diraya are being bused to a government processing center. But here's the little detail that got to me. Many of those people being taken away went to the cemetery this morning to pay respects to their loved ones for perhaps the last time. They may never be able to go back. Janine DiGiovanni is Middle East editor for Newsweek and has many friends in Diraya.
I have been very closely in touch since I was last there in 2012, right immediately after a massacre occurred there. And I entered the town and basically documented what had happened for my book on Syria the morning they came for us. Now, since then, I basically started a kind of channel on WhatsApp between my friends in Sarajevo, who lived through their own siege, and people in Diraya who were enduring a 4-year siege. And I did this because friends of mine in Diraya basically requested. They said to me, Could you send us some of your articles from the Bosnian War to help us understand how we can live through a siege? And I have to really
the war in Bosnia, which you also covered in the 1990s.
Yes, in the early 1990s. And what I really wanted to stress to these people inside Diraya who were losing hope because they were being starved, they were enduring relentless shelling. There were days when I would contact my friends and they'd been in the basement all day. And when you think about this, 4 years is just enough to push you on the verge of madness. So I connected these, you know, small groups of friends of mine in Sarajevo who had endured it and were there to kind of tell them, you know, you will get through this. You will get through it. You know, don't lose hope. And it was very inspiring. But last night, I got a message basically saying that civilians were going to be evacuated. And my first initial reaction was relief, but then fear.
Fear for what?
You know, rather whether or not the soldiers who are being detained will actually be released and be allowed to go to Idlib, where supposedly they're supposed to go, or whether they will be killed in a worst case scenario. And the same for civilians. I mean, surrender to me does not always conjure up images of civilians suddenly being, you know, being thrust into a new environment, being fed. I'm very worried about them. You know, I am tainted, I'm afraid, by memories of the massacre at Srebrenica when that town also surrendered and the men and boys were separated from the women and they were marched into a forest and murdered. So for me, it's a very anxious time.
On the other hand, the government has honored 3 or 4 other surrender deals in the last year. So are you at least a little optimistic that that could be duplicated this time?
I hope so. I mean, I think this is what the UN calls confidence-building measures. But, you know, as I said, you know, I come from a slightly different perspective, which is that I tend to see much through the lens of what happened in Bosnia. And I'm just remembering Srebrenica. And Diraya has always been a microcosm for the rest of Syria. And they were really the first people that went through the starvation or surrender tactic that Assad was using to force the people, you know, to say, look, you want your revolution? You're going to get your revolution. But this is what your country is going to look like. We're going to bomb you relentlessly to the point of madness. We're going to burn your crops and you're going to starve to death. Your children will not have milk and your people will die. And then let's see if you still believe in a revolution. So it's a very brutal but probably effective military strategy.
Janine DiGiovanni, Middle East editor for Newsweek. She's also the author of The Morning They Came For Us, Dispatches from Syria. Janine, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.